So we're gonna start with mom or dad. They are supposed to come with a story. Do you think they came with one?
You already do.
No? Okay, no, we'll find out. So, our question today is, who is Jesus to me? Remember a long time ago, we made a great big long list about who Jesus is, and we put things like Savior and Shepherd and Friend. So the question is, who is Jesus for me? Okay? So we're gonna get some stories. We're gonna see, first of all, mom and dads, if anybody came with a story of who is Jesus for you. We'll take you as volunteers first. Any stories out there? Are our big people ready for some stories? Because the little people are ready to hear them. Okay, do you know who this is in pink here?
My ladies and gentlemen.
Who is she? Do you know her?
I know.
Sister T, yep. Okay, she brought some big people with her.
Yeah. Do you want to see? So these are my, these are the youth group and we're making the Conroe smell. I know that they seem pretty big, but they're just a little bit shy. It's because, you know, they're just shy people. And so they asked if I would talk to them too. And so one person said, the question was, what is Jesus to you? And they said, Jesus is love. And that's it. Because, like, if Jesus is love, then you love your siblings, your brothers and sisters, don't you? Everything's like, that's that from that Bible, love is patient. So you put, if God is love, God is patient. Love is kind. So if you put God there, God is kind. Love is slow to anger. So let's put God on love. God is slow to anger. And so that's what God is to one of ours. Another one said friend. So if God is our friend, that means it's somebody that we always go to and we talk to them. Like when you're hurting and like nobody understands you but your friend. So then God is like your friend and you can like tell him anything and he's not going to run away and he's not going to judge you. Another person said that God is the leader, is a leader. So if God's the leader, then we follow our leaders, don't we? Following the leader. You follow the leader, and when the leader says whatever the leader says that you're supposed to do, you do that because he's the leader. He's the teacher. So if he says, hey, I want you to come to church and worship me, because he's our leader, we go to church and we worship him. If our leader says, I want you to, what else did Jesus say? I want you to clothe the naked and feed the poor. So what do? Because he's our leader, we get clothes for the naked and we feed the poor or the hungry. Then the last person said is, Jesus is God. And that's true. We always forget, like, God is like so huge and so big and he created everything. Wow, that's God. But then also God came down as a little person, as a baby, and they grew up to be this little boy, to a man. And they named him Jesus. So everything, the powers that God has, Jesus has. So those are our stories.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Y'all want to add anything? Y'all good? I got leader, friend, love, and God.
Okay. All right. Thank you all very much.
Very good, guys.
Aren't you glad they were making pecanos this morning? Yes. Yes, they do smell awesome. You are right. So you've heard all kinds of things. You heard Miss Sarah's story, and you heard their stories too. So now I'm wondering who you think. Who is Jesus for you? Takes away the sins of the world. Who else is Jesus to us? I want you to come talk in the microphone so everybody can hear. Who is Jesus? Andrew?
Mom.
Jesus is mom. Yes. Because Jesus helps us through some of those tough times like moms do, doesn't he? Yep.
That is so good.
Who else is Jesus?
Dad.
Okay, so if we go with mom, we'll go with dad. Jesus is dad, okay. Who else is Jesus for us? What do you think? What do we know about Jesus? So,
he loves us.
Jesus loves us. And do you remember, and Sister T said that, one of the big kids said that. If Jesus loves us, then what kind of things do we do if Jesus loves us?
He's there for us when we need to talk to him. Praying.
Okay, he's there for us. We can pray to Jesus when we need him. If Jesus is love, what else do we do? Miss Katie, what do we do? What do you do if you love somebody? How do you show that you love them? Or how do they show they love you?
Give you a hug.
Give you a hug. Excellent. So if we know Jesus loves us, then we hug people, don't we? We share that love.
We have care and respect for others.
Care and respect for others. What else do we do? Who is Jesus for us? Micah, if Jesus loves us, what do we do?
What kind of good, nice things do you do?
Play.
We pray, or did you say play? Pray, yes, we do. If Jesus loves us, do we play also?
Yes.
And maybe, what about how we play?
We just play and have fun because we know Jesus loves us. There's no reason to feel sad.
Okay. Excellent. If we know that Jesus loves us, Annika, and we play, who do we ask to play with us? Friends, yes. Who else?
Family.
Okay, and you said something different, Owen. What was the other thing you said?
We go to church to worship him.
Yes, one of the big people mentioned that too, that we go to church to worship Jesus, don't we? And we go to church to pray, which is what Micah said. Micah, we pray in church. When else do we pray? Okay, do you know another time when we... Oh, Logan's ready to help.
He's getting ready to jump.
Okay, when else we pray in church? Where else do we pray?
Read books.
We read books, and those books can have prayers for us. Logan, when else do we pray?
At bedtime.
When else do we pray, Ivy?
In the morning.
What else do we pray? Annika? Middle of the day. Owen says mealtime. Iggy?
Anytime we feel like praying.
Anytime we feel like it. And what did you say, Miss Katie? Summertime. Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, supper time. Sorry. Okay, yes. And I think people who like summer pray in the summer more too, because they thank God for all the pretty sunshine, and they thank God for all the pretty weather. You know what which season I pray most? Winter.
So you don't slide off the road.
Nope. Nope. I do that too, but I thank God for all the snowflakes.
Oh, sure.
They are my favorites, the snowflakes.
I love snow.
So, any ideas, who else Jesus? You come up with some really, really great ones. Any other ideas, who Jesus is for you? Iggy? Jesus is a friend. Excellent. And Jesus, since we know that Jesus loves us, we help our neighbors. What are things we can do to help a neighbor, Miss Katie? Help them pick up leaves, absolutely. Logan, did you have an answer for helping a neighbor? Pick up things, yeah. Can help them clean up their yard, clean up around their house.
What you thinking?
Pray.
Yep, we can pray for our neighbors too, can't we? Absolutely. Okay, Miss Annika. She says, give somebody a thing that they need that you don't need anymore. Absolutely, we can share, can't we? Absolutely. You all have really good ideas of what we can do because of who Jesus is for us. So, give yourselves a round of applause. Clap, 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 clap. So the next question, and you've already answered this, but I'm going to see if you remember your answers. How do you know about Jesus? You know who Jesus is, but how do you know about him, Biggie?
The Bible.
The Bible tells us. Name one thing the Bible tells us about Jesus.
That he's the Son of God.
He's the Son of God. Sonica? What are you thinking, friend? How do you know about Jesus? Who tells you about Jesus? Your mom. And who? And the Bible, okay. We go to church and what it says. How do you know about Jesus?
Bible.
The Bible. Do you know a story from the Bible about Jesus? No, not right now. Later. Yep. Mom has a suggestion for you. Okay. Who else? How do you learn about Jesus? Annika? How do you know about Jesus?
That's a Bible.
From what? We know that Jesus takes good care of us, yes. Do you have it? No? Okay. Miss Katie, who else teaches you about Jesus? Family faith, yeah. We come together here to talk about Jesus, don't we? Okay. I tell you what, let's make some more room. We need. Do you want to have breakfast first? Okay, that's great. We'll make more room in a minute. Okay, so we learn about Jesus, we said in the Bible, we learn about Jesus from family faith, we learn about Jesus from our family. How else do we learn about Jesus?
In the Bible.
In the Bible. Any other ideas? Oh, Miss Katie? What? We know to be kind because Jesus teaches us that, right? Where do we learn that, Miss Annika? He gives what? Did you say we care for other people? We be careful for other people. Yes, we take good care of them, don't we? We be careful. Okay, Mr. Andrew, on Sunday mornings, usually at 10:30, where do you and your family show up? Church. Have you learned anything about Jesus in church? Yep. What have we learned in church?
Why he did what he did to take away
our
sins.
Yep. Why he did what he did to take away our sins. What else do we learn in church? Iggy?
Jesus is.
We learn who Jesus is. What else do we learn about Jesus in church? Miss Annika? What he does. Yeah, we learn all those things in church, don't we? All those things about Jesus.
You also learn them in the Bible class.
Yes, and Miss Nancy says we learn them in Bible class. Some of you go to Children's Liturgy of the Word yet. Mm-hmm. And you learn why he died on the cross. You learn what the Bible tells us about Jesus in Children's Liturgy. Yeah. So those are all ways we learn more about Jesus.